May I have a definition in simple terms of the fourth dimension?
Yeah, right off the Decca Records label tonight, man. Kicking it off on the Lost Discs radio show for... Well, now look, I hate to break it to you. I don't know when you're catching this, folks, but we're live on January 24th of 2015, right? But we're really sort of doing our entry for the month of February over at our website. Well, over at the rockandradio.com website. But here we are on live for Area 51 tonight, giving it, I guess, out on the RF, although 5110 on the RF here in Connecticut is kind of crapped out into the crapper. But Chesty is sitting shotgun.
Good evening.
And that will help to redeem us somehow, RF notwithstanding. And Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh.
Greetings, all.
Right, and wow, and the levels on the boards are pretty okay for a change. Right off the bat. All right, so I don't know how this always happens, Joe, but we end up, Jesty, I find ourselves heading into the month of February every year, and there's always some great February-related records that we have. And I don't really know how that happens. It's not like something that you try to go out of your way to collect, you know, records that have to do with February. But somehow it works out every year, and it's working out again. I hope you're on board that we're going to kick it off. We kicked it off, for example, there, Chesty. You want to tell them?
The Punxsutawney Boogie, right? Boogie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenny D.
That was a fun little number.
Punxsutawney Boogie, and I don't know. And go ahead. You named it before, the instrument that was the reed instrument doing the solo there.
A bass clarinet.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, you pick up on that bass clarinet action there, man? You thought that...
Now, that's pretty sweet. I've always thought that it would be fun to see a band that actually substituted a bass clarinet, say, for just a, like an electric bass, just to see what would happen.
No, what? Yeah. Look,
well, that was what I played in eighth grade, and when I got moved out of the clarinet section, they said, "Hey, we need a guy on the low end here."
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how Eric Dolphy got started.
Well, yeah, that didn't last long because my dad was driving a Volkswagen Beetle at the time, and getting me to and from school with that and in the back seat was just happening.
All right. Well, so if this is the way it's going to be, then we're going to just kick it off with. Now, listen, we're going to kick it off with a little doo-wop action, right, gang? You ready? You ready for some doo-wop action out of the mid late 50s? Here comes tonight off the Rama Records label, right? Out of sight, sounds of the Ballantines tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio.
I love you, darling. I love you so, oh, I love you, darling. I love you so, oh, I love you, darling. And I won't ever let you go, oh, 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 oh. Never let you go, oh, oh, oh. I need you, baby. I need you so, oh, I need you, baby. I need you so, oh. I need you, baby, and I won't ever let you never let you go, oh, oh, oh. I love you, darling, you know it's true. I need you, baby, you know I do.
Radio, your place for fun.
No, you're a bunch of morons who are caught in a cult.
No.
now, 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 that's the vows of love, yeah. Yes, you just now heard it. Now, 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 now. Yeah, man.
It's also possible to force a sound source to vibrate at frequencies not natural to it.
Hey, man, what's that thing you got there? This is called a yo-yo. A yo what? Man, this is where it is, Jack. This is a yo-yo. This is what's happening. Don't do anything with it. It's a good for anything. Oh, man, dig this here, man. This is good for all aches and pains, and it'll cure all ills. Well, tell me what you can do with it, man.
All right. These are a few things right here.
Round the world.
Yo, 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 yo.
Walk in the dog. Double clover. In the pot. Rocking the cradle.
Yes, the yo-yo, right? Say, come on, somebody had to have done it. If you really sit down and think about it, somebody had to have had a record about yo-yos out, right?
Never would have had the bump ball song.
Yes, we had the bump, the bump ball. That's true. I mean, I don't know how many songs about toys really caught on. There was a song for the Slinky, but that wasn't really a record that you could go out and buy. Anyways.
Yo-yo.
Now, before that, of course, it was the Poets off the Flash Records label with Vowels of Love. Right? You get it, Jesty?
A. I get it.
E. I.
Oh, you.
You aren't to get up off my man.
Love it.
I don't know. So here we are improvising in the studio tonight. For you folks, yes, that's sort of heading into February, Valentine's Day, the whole thing. Some out-of-sight doo-wop action for you there, folks, from the Poets. And before that, it was the Valentines, okay, with I Love You, Darling, right off the Rama label. So, okay, now, Joe, back to that yo-yo song. You have any idea who might have been hooked up, what I'm talking about with that yo-yo song, why that's important?
I might not be at all surprised to discover old Kim Fowley might have had his hand in that yo-yo song.
Yes, that's right. We're talking about Kim Fowley. Okay, now this is really under the name of Mo and Joe, and this was some guys that were, a bunch of session guys. We just don't have time in an hour show to really talk the full breadth and depth of Kim Fowley.
Oh.
But I'm going to ask you to try, okay? What do you want to say? Because we're going to go into a set now of a bunch of Kim Fowley-related action.
Oh, man. I mean, Kim Fowley's one of those guys who is a mover and shaker. You know, people knew him. He put people in the spotlight before they broke big. You know, he had his hand in so much. He was a writer, he was a producer, sometimes he was an artist. You know, I mean, Alley Oop, he co-wrote that. He, you know, he produced, like, the Hollywood Argyles. He's around in the 60s, you know, producing novelty acts, doing novelty stuff himself, but putting out his own albums, working with people who are moving on to bigger things, like the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. You know, he produced material for the Belfast Gypsies, ex members of them. I mean, where do you start? You just can't. There's no good place to start, and there's no good place to stop. You know, Kim Crowley deserves his own special.
Yeah. You know, one estimate that I read said that he was involved in at least 5,000 songs during the 60s, whether it was he was the publisher, the writer, the producer, the performer, you know.
He was like 5 years ahead of his time.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
Well, and the other thing about it is, though, he was kind of a quirky guy, right? He had this very demented sort of sense of humor, and a lot of what he was doing, as much as he was trying to sound like get a sound hit for the day and make a quick buck, he was also kind of trying not to be commercial, and he was intentionally putting out really bad records. And as a matter of fact, we're going to demonstrate that right now. Now, Chess, you're going to read from the liner notes of this this Kim Fowley thing.
Right.
Now, this is written by Kim Fowley. Go ahead. Tell us what this song is here.
This is about Althea and the Memories' worst record ever made.
Now, that's the title of the song?
Yeah. Well, the worst record ever made is the title of the song.
All right. Go ahead.
After nitrous oxide on your way to look for crank, you should play this record. This was in 1963, in protest of having to be commercial. Althea and the Memories performed improvisationally after I hummed the riff to the members of the Snowmen, who were standing around. We did a surf instrumental that day, Ski Storm by the Snowmen, and then we did Worst Record Ever Made. It was interesting, having doo-wop girls from the ghetto who I met at a hot dog stand at the corner of Selma and Vine show up and chortle. And that was it. One take. Rubbish Records was formed just to release this record. 100 copies were printed, and the girls got 25 of them. The staff of Rubbish Records promoted the hell out of them. That's why it was number one in the world in 1963.
Okay. And we're going to hear now both of the songs that they recorded that fateful day back to back. We're going to hear Ski Storm by the Snowmen, which we have on the actual 45, Joe. It's on the Challenge Records label.
Ski Storm.
Okay, produced by Kim Fowley. And then the crap that they did after that session in the studio, the worst record ever made, also featuring Kim Fowley on vocals, produced by Kim Fowley. Here we go. Let's just dig it tonight. Here come the Snowmen.
The worst record ever made. This has got to be garbage.
Oh, he won't work. I know this. Get off here,
man. How about Sleeping Beauty and Ray Charles? How about James Brown and Little Red Riding Hood? How about a Jupiter Bulldog? How about the Dragon Lady? Hey, surfers, are you listening to me? I want to hear a surfer. That's a surfing guitar you're listening to.
Oh, I think it's James.
You think there's ever been a dance called the wheelchair? You do it sitting down. You know how hard it is to yell at a microphone for 2.5 minutes? It's pretty hard. It shows you how desperate we all are. That shows you how desperate you are to be listening to all this. The nitty gritty. I wonder if they'll still be doing this when they're 74 years old. You ever hear the Beach Boys? Or Roy Orbison? Or the Crystals? I have. You. How about the Snowman? Or Jan and Dean? Oh, Russ Colombo. Miller. Oh yeah, they're part of our culture. How about World War III on television? Hey, TV. Are you trying to play that guitar? Are you? You know, when you make a record like this, you gotta be real original and funny. And at this point, it's real sickening and horrible. As sickening as the music we're listening to. Are we gonna stop rock and roll? Are we gonna stop rhythm and blues? Are we gonna stop surfing? Hey! Are we gonna stop this record? I'm gonna stop this record right now. Hey, 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 hey! No, no! Stop! Stop everything! The public has heard enough! I know you gotta go, but... Oh, come on! Hey! But what about the... What about Bach and Beethoven and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin? Hey! Stop! 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 Stop!
Okay!
See, it was the worst record in the world after all.
Spokesman Kim Pauley, bearded, tall, rail thin, and ragged, said his Canyon People movement is a synthesis of all that is good and meaningful and sincere in the flower movement of the past.
Coming with the gun. just can't be beat. Well, I'm a long, tall Texan. I ride a big jackass.
He came from Texas on a big jackass.
Well, I'm a long, tall Texan. I ride a big jackass.
He came from Texas on a big jackass.
Well, people look at me and say, oh, well, is that your animal?
Meaning of life?
Does God really exist?
Why are we here?
Have you got questions? Let's see if we can glean any wisdom from this week's answer song.
That's a bear?
That's my bear.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I wear a black seal coat.
That Alaskan wears a black seal coat.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I wear a black seal coat.
Big fat Alaskan wears a black seal coat.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I wear a black seal coat.
That Alaskan wears a black seal coat.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I wear a black seal coat.
Big fat Alaskan wears a black seal coat.
And the seals are that's coat, that's my coat.
That was my brother.
Well, the girls all say that I'm rash and bold, but I can't stand this doggone cold. So now you see, I'm on my way, way down south to California, yeah. I'm a big fat Alaskan. I ride a white polar bear.
Fat Alaskan rides a white polar bear.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I ride a white polar bear.
Big fat Alaskan rides a white polar bear.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I ride a white polar bear.
Big fat Alaskan rides a white polar bear.
I'm a big fat Alaskan. I ride a white polar bear.
Big fat Alaskan rides a white polar bear.
And the Eskimos say to me, they say,
Ugh, that's your bear?
That's my bear. I'm a big fat Alaskan.
I'm a big fat Alaskan.
From the long hair on the Sunset Strip of folk rock to psychedelic to freak out to San Francisco to let's see if those people really believe in what they said last summer. We want to establish our own societies. We want to do what we have to do. We want to do our own thing. And so it's hard to do your own thing when you live next door to a bank or something in Hollywood or Los Angeles or Orange County. So if you live here, you can do your own thing, honestly. And so that's what's happening. The joy of living unhung up.
Canyon woman, wears black leather. She loves me, and then she goes home. Dress so deadly, wear silk stockings with golden seams. Canyon woman, canyon woman, dressed in red,
Yeah. See, a Canyon Woman by the Canyon person himself, Kim Fowley, under the guise of, well, under the guise of being a different group of guys. Okay, that was supposedly a group called St. John Green, came out on the Flick Disc Records label. Flick Disc. See, if Dr. Doc Brown were here, he'd have some great sardonic comment about the Flick Disc Records label. I could just imagine, you know, but it's not my place to make that kind of comment, Chesty.
No, it is not.
So don't even try it. And then, wow, I don't know. Let's just back announce the whole set here, Joe. Before St. John Green, we heard Donnie. Boy, speaking of Dr. Doc Brown, we heard Donnie and the Outcasts, right? Off the Chattahoochee label with Big Fat Alaskan, people with the hat.
No, Alaska trumps Texas every time.
Is that Joe Bear? Yes. Now, again, that was a Kim Fowley, like studio one-off. The original, Long Tall Texan, was by Murray Kellum, okay, like 1963. And it didn't even, I don't even think it got top 40. It wasn't that big of a hit. We heard a cover by The Pyramids.
All right.
Okay, I scrapped the Captain Zoom version.
Like Penetration?
Yeah, the same guys.
Yay. You know I enjoy that.
I know you I know you enjoyed The Pyramids very much. Justine. Okay, so I don't know what to tell you. I mean, geez. We kicked off the set with The Snowmen off the Challenge label with Ski Storm, and that went right into what apparently, which we found out was the other song that was cut at the studio that day, called The Worst Record Ever Made by Althea and the Memories, off the Rubbish Records label. Once again, that was the twisted and demented Kim Fowley.
Rubbish.
With, you know, a couple of chicks in the studio and some weird reverb box. And of course, now Kim Fowley passed away, what, like a week ago, Joe?
Just a little over a week ago, 15th.
January 15th, now, he passed away. All right, so the sounds of the Canyon people hath brought Doc forth on the email. And he's just giving a shout-out to all the Canyon people.
He's snowbound tonight.
By the way, so is Jason in Alberta.
He's really snowbound.
Man, he says happy. Actually, he says freezing rain up there tonight.
Oh.
Okay, and but it's not on 5110, so never mind. By the way, he says happy Groundhog Day.
Yay.
Right? So he's very prescient in that, because we're going to be hearing from the groundhogs here in the next set. But before we do, here's a shout-out from Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Ooh.
West Virginia.
Yay.
Tonight, they're saying hi to Doc and Chesty. Thanks, Neil. But, you know, how about shouting back at Dr. Doc Brown, telling him to get his ass over in the chair and on that microphone? John H. Carver in mid-North Indiana has
very
us
nice.
With a reasonably clear and signal. A clear signal moving between S7 and S9 right now on the old S meter. Wow.
Well,
right.
The waves are hitting there.
Go ahead, Chesty, give them the email in case somebody else is dying to do it.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Spell discs with a C.
Yeah, spell it with the letter C in there. All right. Joe, anything else about Kim Fowley? You feel like we've done what we could?
Well, you know, I just want to throw in, I mean, you know, you got to drop in St. John Green there. We're talking about some of the groups he worked with. I mean, just real quick, you're a Soft Machine fan.
Oh, yeah.
Machine fan. Did you know he produced a single for them?
No. What?
Their first single, Love Makes Sweet Music.
Yeah, that's before the album. I don't think I've ever even heard that.
Yeah, non-album cut. Yeah. So he's credited with working with them. He was in the UK for a little bit, like 65, 66 maybe. So he's right over there.
Yeah.
And he there was no stopping the man. Right. I mean, the Runaways in the 70s, you know, he was just, you know, he really was. He was on his own wavelength.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. All right. So R.I.P. Canyon person Kim Fowley, right? We got to have to kind of move it on, I guess, then, because we're still trying to do what we can for the month of February with some obscure discs, folks. Yeah, nothing says February like the out-of-state blues rock sounds of the Groundhogs tonight at Lost Discs.
You know, because you can trap your own food here. You can fish. You can make your own clothes and grow your own food.
She took a look at my phone. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of..." of our lungs. Nobody wanted to hear it.
Lost radio.
Oh, yeah.
They're wimpy ass fag bands.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone. But the question is, at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Pouring out of the blue, a little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you
Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape. So why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit? Here they come pouring out.
Ridiculous. It's really bad rhyming. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody. It's just wrong. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere.
Leapy Lee.
Aw, Leapy Lee.
Yes, on the Decca label, Leapy Lee, with little arrows everywhere. Wow. Yes, before that it was the Little Boy Blues. Wow, Little Boy Blues on the Fontana label. Joe, this is kind of a curious artifact. I don't know what we know about this. The song was called Is Love... You know, with a question mark, like, huh?
Yeah, that's the, now...
Yeah?
These cats were from Chicago. Now, I've never known Fontana to be a big American presence, so it's kind of neat to see that out there.
Yeah, is this the same... These guys had an album, didn't they? The Woodland of Weir album or something?
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, I wondered if it was the same guys. And they also cut a version of Season of the Witch, by the way. I wonder if Yukon Jack... has that version of Season of the Witch by the Little Boy Blues. And if you don't have it, man, we'll have to zap that over to you, Jack. So let us know about that. All right, so, and then before that, real quick, it was the Hard Times with Fortune Teller off the World Pacific label. Yes, that's the version that hit the chart, folks. That's, you know, who did that with Robert Plant, Chesty, on that CD that you like so much?
Alison Krauss.
Right, everyone's all about that. Well, the Hard Times did it back in 67. Okay, and they got to like number 97 on the charts with it or something. Crazy, right? But there they were, and it was written by one of the Neville brothers. The Groundhogs kicked off that set. Okay, we got to get on to, here comes...
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents... Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
What does she look like? If I could only see her. She couldn't be anything but beautiful. Why do I keep thinking about it? I'll probably never know the answer.
Oh, my. Well, if you need a remedy for that really square record, this is it. On Parkway Records, You Got My Time, Baby, by Me and You.
Yeah.
that's all she'll live. Not much for a man to follow. Did you go west? Did you go west? I guess you'd go where the sun shines best. She always was a sunshine girl. She always dubbed the sunshine world sandcastles. A handful of sand and a little salty water. Summer's gone. But see now, I hear someone calling me. They won't stop calling me. Where did the sandcastle go? Nobody knows. Through salty tear now.
The 31st of February, closing out the sounds tonight, right off the Vanguard Records label, right? Yes. Yes, and before that it was Chesty's Chick Pick, man. It was Me and You on the Parkway label. You Got My Time, Baby. Well.
Don't treat me like a machine.
No. Chesty, I will try not.
Hey, that's a hot number.
To ever treat you like a machine. But no promises. Folks, yeah, we are heading into the month of February, so this is the February edition of Lost Discs Radio Show for 2015. You know, for Rockin' Radio. Get over to rockinradio.com, you know, where they like to have us do this kind of program. Catch the RLT Archives Music Magazine with Randy Tibbins, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and not to mention, of course, the electrophonic sounds of Bri-Fi Phillips. It's all over there at rockandradio.com, and that's when you're not over at our own website, lostdiscsradio.com. Folks, we can get these shows and vote on our record label poll and see pictures of Chesty's chest and I don't know what all. Okay, thanks, Joe, for sitting in on that tonight.
Great time, man. It's night, Kim Fowley, wherever you are.
And good night, Chesty.
Good night.
And good night, Weasley Steve. Who must be sitting around playing cards with Kim Fowley, wherever they are.
Canyon person, Kim Fowley.